Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
I kind of like have a thing where talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal.
I think this goes without saying that we would love every player to be here and during the voluntary portion of the offseason. His time here that I've been able to be around him and that our coaches, and he's learning. I think he's, you know, rehabbing. He's one of those players that's on a different plan, so he's going back and forth from different tempos.
The curious case of Stephon Diggs. Hired gun or here to help win? Does he have his heart in it after all?
You got to do this.
Taking a check.
I'm interrupting because you got to do this in the Rod Sterling voice. The curious case.
The curious case of Stephon Diggs. Is his heart actually in it, or is he nothing more than a hired gun of the gridiron?
I can just see you smoking as you do this. Well done.
How did you know? Thank you very much. Thanks very much, Mago. Appreciate that. Of course, this is the WEEI Afternoon Show coming to you from our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio. And of course, if I had the read right here in front of me, there it is right there. I've got it. This is the W Afternoon Show brought to you from, we're broadcasting live, 3, 2, 1, Rob Bradfart. WEEI Afternoons is broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, and it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Ford, we make trucks. That's not actually there. I just threw that in there.
Rob Bradfart.
All right, so regarding Stephon Diggs, yesterday Tom Curran said, looks good. However, he's giving off mercenary/hired gun energy. Like, this obviously wouldn't have been his first choice. He got a contract offer. It was with the Patriots. He took it, spoiler alert. Said that he and his representation had conversations with others. I could also tell you, yeah, anybody could make that up if they want to. I imagine some people called. Houston, curiously, doesn't re-sign him as well. They don't want him back in Buffalo. He ain't going to Minnesota. But there was one team with a dire need for an alpha, for a wide receiver one, and someone to also teach the rest of the kids how to play the position, improve their game, and do it well. So actually, at the end of the day, it kind of made sense that Stephon Diggs came here. But since signing the deal, Mego, he does look to be further along in his rehabilitation from a non-contact ACL last October than anyone would have anticipated. But with it has already come the baggage of, surprise, I'm on a boat partying with some frisque ladies and my superstar international hip-hop star girlfriend, making noise for all the wrong reasons thus far. Again, to me, you get a mulligan, it's water under the bridge, so long as he stays committed and is here more and he's making noise in New England for his play and his instruction on and off the field as opposed to social media videos, Met galas, and other stuff that gets him talked to by the organization. Everything thus far doesn't bother me. I wonder, do you think he can get a clear vote and carry on in a positive way?
I think all indications to me right now,
yep,
Mike Chiarotti's right in what he just talked to us about. They're disappointed in the way that he's approached the role so far. And it's not about the boat party necessarily and the video out there, but it's about not being around physically the facility.
Yeah.
And when he is there, when we've gotten to see him as media, he looks great. He looks healthy. He looks ready to play, or at least on pace to play week one. And he's very engaged. He's very energetic. He's dabbing up Efton Chisholm, the undrafted free agent on the side. And Chisholm talked to us after practice and said, man, in meetings, Diggs just drops gems. That dude has been in the league for so much longer than you appreciate. And he has such a wealth of knowledge on top of the skill set that he brings. So they want him there. But when a reporter goes into that press conference and asks about Steph Diggs' dedication specifically, and you get that answer from Vrabel, we want everyone here during voluntary workouts. Like, that's what we want. I think that that is a very clear answer about where they are with Steph Diggs. You're not giving us enough, dude. And like, yeah, you may have your play do the talking for us when we get into the season. If you're healthy and you're ready to go, you clear the physical, you're out there, yeah, rack up somewhere between 800 and 1,000 yards, everybody will be happy. But we also need you to buy in because you're a big dog on this team and you got a group of receivers that were an absolute head case mess last year. And they're looking to somebody from direction. And the first direction you're giving is that you're not here unless you have to be. And it's not worth $200,000 for you to be here 27 out of 32 days. I think that's a rough start. And I want Diggs to do well. Mm. I'm a Diggs fan. I love his style of play. I want to see him out there. It just sounds like the Patriots really want to see him out there too, even when he doesn't have to be there.
What do you say, Dan?
How much leash do you think he has at this point? And how much is that influenced by the fact that the rest of the wide receiver room is a cluster at this point?
What do you mean by leash?
A leash in terms of we have to have conversations about you may not be on the roster come opening night.
I don't think that. I think that's so far off.
Really?
That's so far off. They
that would be cutting off their nose to spite their face, something wicked. They need him. I mean, he needed them, obviously, but they needed him even more.
Yeah. Look, I do think that they need him more. I do. The lack of talent on this team is galling. Mm-hmm. Still. Like, I know we talk about everything defensively, but if you look at a wide receiver / tight end room anywhere else in the league, the Patriots without Steph Diggs would be at the very bottom, like clear-cut last team in the league. You need this guy healthy. You need him out there. The biggest thing of all, though, is that you need him committed. And like we talk about this stuff as kind of like intangible, soft stuff. Oh, is he a leader? Does he have the personality? Whatever. Like, some of it is... Is everyone going to buy into the Vrabel thing? You got guys like Maury Moses, like he's buying into it. He's going to be a walking example. Even somebody like Garrett Bradbury, like total makeup of that way. But it's different if you have a Steph Diggs buying into it. And somebody like Pop Douglas is watching that. And somebody like Keyshawn Booty is watching that. And those guys are on your roster. I think it sets a tone. And you need him there to do that.
Especially when you have a coach and a coaching staff in Vrabel, where the biggest thing that we've been told since he was hired was there was going to be a culture shift.
We're removing entitlement and we're returning accountability to the room. And literally, who could potentially come in more entitled than a multi-$100 million wide receiver who's dating one of the most famous women on planet Earth and comes in with this pet like, hey, I wore like a Lion King looking outfit to the Met Gala. Like, I'm a very handsome man. I'm accomplished. I'm rich. And I've been to the playoffs. I've almost made it to the Super Bowl. So I guess there could be a level of entitlement or expectation with Steph Diggs. But Mike Vrabel wants him to come in here, this guy recovering from an ACL, this guy with $69 million on the line to be earned over this three-year deal, and say, hey, guy, get back there and earn it. And if you do, everyone else will follow suit. That's to your point, Mago. Like, Pop Douglas and Jalen Polk and Keyshawn Booty and Efton Chisholm and all these guys are going to be like, well, If our top dog doesn't think that we have a chance this year and we're not worth coming back for voluntary, let alone mandatory meetings and practices and dialing it in, like you said, why should I have to? But if they see him working twice as hard as them, that's why I was comfortable with them paying him the amount of money they did, because he gets to stand up on the sideline, in the meeting room, in the huddle, and say, like, guys, all y'all MFers can get in line, because the targets come through me, and if you want them, you're going to have to earn them past me.
And I don't think we're talking about a situation, just to be clear, where it's like they're cutting ties with Steph Diggs because they don't like his approach. I don't think that those are the stakes, but the stakes maybe become something like this physical that we're looking at, mm-hmm. where it's a leverage point for the team. $12 million.
It's a big deal coming up.
To wait and see, you know, if he's going to be healthy through the summer and have this physical later. How much of that does you get into this push-pull where then Diggs is like, dude, like, I'm so much stronger than everybody else in your room and you treat me like this. Like, I'm a pro. I'm 31 years old. I'm a grown man. Like, I'm not some kid just walking off the bus from college, mm-hmm. you know? Like, yeah. All due respect. I think that it's a really delicate tightrope for them.
But maybe Dan, he has to, like, Vrabel knows what an accomplished veteran Steph Diggs is, and he brought him in for a reason. But maybe he wants him to come in and not, like, earn it all over again, but at least come in and, like, start setting the right example early on.
Yeah, show the fact that nobody, as we are trying to reset things with this franchise, nobody is set up X amount more for success than a rookie or a second year player, or a hard day's work for a veteran is worth just as much as a hard day's work for an Efton Chisholm or a Pop Douglas or somebody who doesn't have quite the same resume. And that's the reason I ask you the question about the leash and whether they would even entertain that conversation. If it gets to the point where they feel like Diggs is undermining what the Vrabel coaching staff is trying to impart on this team, just given how they are so different from what the Mayo regime was giving these guys in terms of leeway.
617-779-7937. Jump in and talk some Pats, some Steph Diggs, and more with us. Like our friend Paul, who is all the way out in Westfield. What's up, Paul?
Well, from the two Musketeers and the Megabyte Biz, happy birthday and Father's Day to our super producer, Stiz. You guys are hilarious. Lots of stuff to talk about.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, thank you, Paul. We appreciate that very much. What do you got on the Patriots front for me, my guy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're all right. If he screws up, you're not going to see him around. Mego's right. I love Mego's guaranteed last place team without him, but without someone with experience and ability to, that people forget that. When he did show up, he lost the $200,000 because he just wasn't ready after the recovery and not getting early time. So that cost him $200,000 not to get those days in. But when he did show up, he was running around as fast or faster than everyone, and he was able to help them go from an uncomfortable new situation in direct term explain it. It's like having a free coach on the field. And this is important. And Mego, when you said something very smart about how you're supposed to bring him up and give him time experience, you never bring him up to give him time experience. The answer is simply this. When, for example, they went to look at a shortstop named Mariano Rivera, they said they heard he can pitch. And the scout said, where is he? And he walked up and normally 8 to 10 pitches, and Rivera threw 3. And the scout said, sign him immediately because he clearly had something that would survive. And if they don't think, especially with the pitcher, if they come up and get shelled, you just cost us a lot.
Right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that, Paul.
That was quite the journey.
I wasn't expecting to. We were right in the middle of Digsylvania, and then we took a left-hand turn to Mariano Rivera Boulevard.
Was he calling from, like, the bottom of the ocean?
I think he was on the Titan Explorer, yes.
Long question, good question.
How about the second part?
A veteran and learned Boston sports fan, indeed, all the way out there in Western Mass. We appreciate the passion, but we sometimes try to stay on track. Let's see if we can't get back on track with Steve in Northborough. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey there, how's it going? Hey, Mego, it's Steve from Northborough. Always love the Jones and Mego show. Hey, real quick, if we could just kind of take our crazy hats on, like, can we just look at, like, maybe the best case scenario, like a Washington last year? Like, just what do you guys think if everything goes right, if Will Campbell can block and everything goes well? Like, give me, like, your best case in your opinion scenario. I'd just love to hear it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. So, Steve, I've gone on the record and said 10-7, I think, would be a beyond ideal season. That involves competitive games, meaningful games all throughout the season, through the holidays and into January, with a possible sniff at a wild card spot.
Okay. I think it's beyond that. Honestly, like, we can say 10 games, 11 games, 8 games. Do you think that they could win a playoff game? Do you think that, to me, that's the bar?
No, if you're talking about that yet.
If you're talking about something, the difference between, like, hey, what's the highest bar you can reach? Can you be something like Washington last year, who gets all the way to conference championship? Like, can you win a playoff game? Because I think that's where we saw that 21 team get utterly exposed. Was, oh my God. Ooh. You know, they had a nice little stretch in that season. It wasn't just them going up against the Bills. I think there were probably, you know, 75% of the teams that were in the playoff that year were going to expose them.
You, Andy, and I did a 3-hour radio show before Wild Card Saturday. I think it was like 1 to 4. And then there was the 4 o'clock game, and the Pats were on that night at 8. And I was so fired up, and I was trying to talk myself into how and why they could win, because mm-hmm. I'm just being, you know, I'm little Nick.
Well, they had one in a hurricane.
Yeah, right?
Oh, and he's such a homer. He's right. Such a homer.
Such a homer.
At least it was a little more justified back then.
Like, you know, there's two, you know, they Mac Jones threw 3 passes. He completed 2. They ran, you know, 60-something times. Why can't they play like that again? And you and Hart were like, guy, this is going to be messy tonight. You're like, they're, and I was so bummed. I was like, why were they being so mean to me? Why were they being so negative that day? Turns out later on that night, and your final score, 47-14, and it wasn't that close. They didn't make them punt for a second straight game in a row. That was brutal. That team was such a paper tiger. And I still want a documentary to be made about what happened to the 2021 Patriots after they went into the bye at 9-4 and came out 10-7, a shell of themselves. Dan, I think this team can be 10-7, maybe even 11-6 if all things go right. But aren't we banking most of that faith on the defense and not so much on the offense, which we still don't necessarily know that much about and haven't seen operate as smoothly or impress as quickly as the defense?
Yeah, I think of the facets of this team that you're trying to base your optimism off of, it's your defense first, and something you've called attention to, I think it's your run game that intrigues a lot of people as well. And the fact that you have
a power run team this year,
right,
with play action passing and some McDaniels-esque trickeration is the best case scenario for me on offense to slow play the Drake May learning curve.
A number of guys that can do different things within the McDaniels offense, and guys who will limit your mistakes. And maybe if that's just taking a little pressure off of Ramondre Stevenson or mixing it up in some capacity. But yes, I think the true X factor that could take a 7-8 win season to maybe into those 10-11, even 12. I think Taylor Kyle said 13 win season.
He's walked it back. He says 12 now.
He's down to 12.
He'll be on BST with me tonight. And he just reiterated via email,
brag.
12 wins.
Brag. So 12 and 5.
Working Friday nights, huge brag.
Okay. Well, it's on TV.
Oh my God, we're on Twitch right now.
Okay.
Same. Yeah. The internet is the new TV.
That's what I heard. And did you hear earlier, Stiz?
Grow up, Fitzy. You're an afternoon drive.
The selfie is the new autograph. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I got a million fun toys that they can play with.
And then you hear from Rob Bradford.
Video games. It's the biggest toy store there is. Dan Ball.
Your passing game is the one thing that jumps it up to the point where I think we are Mego talking about a team that can potentially win a playoff game.
That the how far this team goes, I don't think hinges on the defense or the running game. I think it completely hinges on, you're right, the passing game. How quickly
on
does
Steph
Drake,
Diggs?
Yeah, how does Steph Diggs deliver? Going back to the first point of the hour, does Steph Diggs deliver? Does he lead? Is he actually fully healed? Does he clear the physical? Do some other receivers fall in line behind him? Can Drake May handle the McDaniels offense? Does he limit the turnovers? Can Will Campbell block for him?
Right.
All these variables and permutations that are basically centered around this passing offense right now, that's where I think the most questions lie at this point. Let's go one more call real quick before we catch you guys up on trending sports news and beyond. Jay is up in God's country in the 207. Jay, what's going on in Maine, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Fitz? Thanks for taking the call.
Always.
I just wanted to say, as a Giants fan, this boat scandal has my PTSD really going. But at the end of the day, Steph Diggs is a professional. And, you know, I think we can look past everything that he's done. But he made Case Keenum look like prime Roethlisberger. He revived Kirk Cousins from Washington. And he really elevated Josh Allen from an incredible physical talent to a potential MVP candidate. So I think long term, worst case scenario, Steph's just going to instill some confidence in a young Drake May and really set you guys up for success. But anyway, enjoy your guys' weekend. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, there we go. Let's end on a Pat's positive note like that. Like maybe the Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver one that elevates the quarterback's game to the next level or helps him unlock that next level. Could it be that maybe that's another one of the reasons why they signed Steph Diggs, so he can have the Josh Allen, Case Keenum, Josh Allen, CJ Stroud.
You're right there.
What,
Brad, you just have a stroke on
it. I had a Rob Brad fart. Because I tried to call him Chase Keenum. Everyone's allowed one, okay? He called him Mark Giardi. She said Rob Brad fart. Now I said Chase Keenum. Are you good?
Flag stip. Yeah. Remember that one from the last time you guys were together?
The flag stip station.
That's right.
As long as we're having fun, I hope it carries through the speaker.
On the flag stip station.
There we go.
There it is.
That's
all
the
right.
One.
Hey, kids that are watching through the glass right now, one day when you grow up, try to be a professional, not like this guy here at the microphone.
Go to law school.
Yeah, go to law school. Go to medical school. Don't do this. This is way.
Mom agrees.
Mom's laughing. Like, yeah, she's like, no, that's school. Good. Get a real job. Exactly.
What's our Yankee jersey percentage out here? We had a lot of Mets.
Over
50%
thus far. Look at this guy.
Can't take your eyes off his mom.
Ah, Will Fleming. My goodness. I would say so far.
Yeah.
I've seen more than 50% Yankees jerseys.
Ugh. At America's most beloved ballpark.
I think they're going to. And Torii Hunter's hurt. I think they're going to be pretty well represented here tonight. This guy's nodding his head. You got to deal with Garrett Crochet tonight, guy. We got the big pig on the mound. We got a big one going against Yarborough.
Oink, oink.
Yes.
Never forget.
And sadly, no Marcelo Meyer in the lineup.
Nope.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.